This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 infection rates are falling globally, producing some optimistic words from the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The number of reported COVID-19 cases has now declined for 5 consecutive weeks.
So far this year, the number of weekly reported cases has fallen by almost half.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This shows that simple public health measures work, even in the presence of variants.
And just one reason for optimism.
Today, WHO gave emergency use listing to 2 versions of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, giving the green light for these vaccines to be rolled out globally.
It's only the 2nd vaccine given emergency authorization by the WHO. One concern, its effectiveness against the South African variant of the virus. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is being recognized for defending science. AP's Mike Rossi explains.
The Dan David Foundation, based at Tel Aviv University, is awarding Dr. Anthony Fauci a $1 million prize for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, acknowledged last month that working for then-President Donald Trump during the pandemic was challenging.
It was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it.
The 80-year-old Fauci has served 7 presidents and has headed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. I'm Mike Gracia.
And again, protesters in Myanmar have rallied for the release of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and an end to the military rule there, though crowds were smaller on Monday. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused the United States Monday of supporting Kurdish militants who Ankara says executed 13 kidnapped Turks in northern Iraq, adding that a U.S. statement of condemnation was a joke. Earlier, Turkey said militants from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, executed the 13 Turks, including military and police personnel, amid a military operation against the group. Washington said it condemned the killings. It reports that the PKK was responsible were confirmed. Erdogan told supporters of his AK party that the U.S. statement showed it supported the PKK and the Syrian Kurdish YPG force, which Ankara considers an offshoot of the PKK. 48 PKK militants were killed during a military operation, while 3 Turkish soldiers were killed and 3 wounded. That's according to Defense Minister Hulusi Akar in a statement. He said 12 of the kidnapped Turks had been shot in the head, 1 in the shoulder. U.S. President Joe Biden is facing mounting pressure at the U.S. border with Mexico. Thousands of people are waiting to claim asylum and more come each day, falsely believing they will be able to enter the U.S. now that former President Donald Trump is out of office. Biden has made major changes to his predecessor's hardline immigration policies, but he has not lifted the major restrictions to people seeking asylum as he faces pressure from all sides. The Biden administration has promised a more humane approach, but has not said how or when it will act and is trying to discourage people from coming in the meantime. And again, recapping one of our top stories, protesters in Myanmar continue to rally for the release of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Also, an end to military rule there. They've had crowds, although smaller, rallying on Monday after the junta deployed armored vehicles and more soldiers on the streets. A video footage showed demonstrators taking to the streets in the city of Mandalay and banging dustbins in protest before running away from security forces who were blocking the road. Security forces used rubber bullets and catapults against the demonstrators, wounding 2 people lightly. Suu Kyi was detained since February 1st in a coup against her elected government, had been expected to face the court on Monday in connection with charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkies, but a judge said her remand lasted until Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.